Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. As social distancing continues to impact the opening of arts venues, the Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College is going old school. Shane Fernando says the Wilson Center drive-in series is a concept taking root worldwide.
Well, we've been seeing models like this around the country and around the world, where venues are taking their large parking lots or taking large pieces of land or even closed drive-in movie theaters and using those areas to host regional bands and concerts. And so we have the Wilson Center's backyard, which is a large parking lot behind us. And so we decided, well, what the heck? Let's give it a try.
The Wilson Center drive-in series runs Thursday, June 25th through Sunday, June 28th in the parking lot behind the Wilson Center. Performances are at 7:30 Thursday through Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 4:30. The lineup includes Travis Shallow's Americana, classic rock with the group Flashback, Uptown Easy brings soul, and alternative bluegrass band Massive Grass closes out the four-day series.
The performance on Saturday, the 27th, will actually be a performance that raises money solely for student scholarships at the college. We generally have our Gift of Education, the major fundraiser for our student scholarships in May, obviously, that was canceled this year. And so we wanted to go ahead and start raising awareness and raising funds for the scholarships. It is important to note, you know, the CARES Act did support students who are enrolled in spring of this year. But all new students coming in the fall are not that support is not applicable to them. And we do anticipate we are seeing an increase in enrollment for the summer. And we, given the impact on so many in our community who've lost work, are having to reimagine themselves, have to learn new skill sets to become employed and take care of their families, we anticipate to have an even greater need to support students in their learning so they can be able to find that new job. So that was, you know, a major impetus to weave that fundraiser in the middle. And so actually one of our student scholarship recipients will be performing with the band. She'll be singing a couple songs with them, and we'll have some student testimonials, and people will be able to donate. We'll have the text to give banner on the stage for all the performances, so people who would like to support students in their education can.
What's the capacity going to be?
115 cars, and it's a flat price, $40 per vehicle. But there will not be concessions, so the food will be pre-ordered, and people can opt in to purchase a big Greek deli platter. That includes dessert as well, and that would be delivered to the vehicle when they pull in and have their ticket checked and be given their platter at that time. So other than that, there are no concessions. Again, we're trying to be very sensitive of limiting those interactions with people, so people can stay protected and distanced during the experience.
I understand there will be limited amplified sound at the series.
Those in the vehicles will receive the FM signal and be able to tune in, which will also be nice because they'll be able to control their volume and balance the sound how they like within their vehicle.
So how can people get tickets?
WilsonCenterTickets.com. And you're able to scroll through each artist and see videos of their performances and buy your ticket and buy your deli tray if you'd like as well. And also, if you'd like to, donate to support our students as well.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Shane Fernando about the Wilson Center drive-in series running June 25th through the 28th in the parking lot behind the Wilson Center. More information is available at WilsonCenterTickets.com. Shane is also part of the Governor's Task Force on Reopening Venues.
Percentage base of fire capacity for seating in the audience while maintaining the prescribed social distancing, you know, is the direction that we pushed for.
State officials are expected to announce early next week whether North Carolina will transition into phase 3 of the reopening. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.